It is time again for Medical Monday right here on eRadio. Very good morning to you, and as always, joined by ophthalmologist Dr. Dylan Joseph today, talking about customized lens exchange. A big hello to you, Doctor. How's it going?
Yeah, all good, thanks, on this Monday morning. And how are you doing, Jan?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Ready to learn again some more about the human eye. Yes. And the amazing technology that you work with, Dr. Joseph. But let's ask the question, customized lens exchange, what does it mean?
Yes, so we've actually changed the terminology through our Refractive Surgery Alliance, which is a global body of like-minded refractive surgeons, because at the end of the day, words matter. In ophthalmology, it's no different. And customized lens exchange was previously referred to as refractive lens exchange or clear lens exchange. Now, interestingly, that had some serious connotations attached to it, because if you talk about a clear lens exchange, you say to a patient, look, I'm going to take out your clear lens and replace it with another form of lens, a technology, an acrylic lens, suddenly the hair on the back of the neck goes up and they say, hang on, whoa, my lens is clear, so there's nothing wrong with it. But actually, when we talk about customized lens exchange, the lens has already got to a stage of dysfunction, which we actually call now dysfunctional lens syndrome, which is usually in people above 45, 50 years old. So it's not working anymore. So although the lens, in terms of its color, is clear, the lens is not working properly anymore. And these people are coming in with significant refractive disorders, refractive errors. So they're very short-sighted, they're very far-sighted, they've got high astigmatism. They're not candidates for laser vision correction. They're not candidates for implantable contact lenses. And so is that the end of the road for them? No, it's not the end of the road for them. We can still then replace their human lens, which essentially is the same surgery as a cataract surgery, with an acrylic lens that we use. But the terminology has changed. So instead of calling it a clear lens exchange or a refractive lens exchange, we now call it a customized lens exchange. Why? Because it's customized to your visual needs. It's customized to your day-to-day vision requirements. And that has a sort of mental shift in a person's mind as well, saying, okay, well, I now understand, you know, doing LASIK is one thing, putting an implantable contact lens is another thing, but hey, you can't take my clear lens out. It's still clear. No, but it's dysfunctional. That's the point. It's dysfunctional. So removing a clear lens is still doing a surgery that is going to benefit you in the long run. We're customizing a surgical procedure to get you the same visual outcome that the LASIK or an implantable contact lens would have.
Dr. Joseph, what patients qualify for this?
When a person comes in looking for solutions to be more independent of spectacles or contact lenses, we look at a number of things, including the age, including the lens status of the patient, including the ability of the patient to focus. Now, often over 45, 50, we start losing the ability to focus. We get the short arm syndrome. We start pushing that page further and further away. We end up in reading glasses, and then our distance vision becomes a problem. So even in that age group, you may still be a candidate for a laser vision correction procedure. So we stay outside the eye, we work on the cornea, we change the shape of the cornea to improve your near vision in the one eye, your distance vision in the other, blended vision, so to speak. In certain people who are not candidates for that, we can do implantable contact lenses. And then there are certain people who may not be candidates for laser vision correction or implantable contact lenses, and who still have dysfunctional lens syndrome, so over 40, over 45, even younger than that. It just depends on the counseling. If you understand the implications, the risks, the benefits, it doesn't matter what your age is. If you're understanding of those risks, we can find a procedure that is going to give you that benefit of good vision. But most commonly, people over 40, 45 who are not candidates for either laser vision correction or implantable contact lenses may well qualify for a customized lens exchange. So, yes, it doesn't replace either of those two procedures. It supplements it. It's an additional, offering that we have for patients who may not be a good candidate for a different procedure.
Dr. Joseph, it gets to my favorite part now, talking about technology. What lens technology do we have available for the procedure?
So very similar to the lens technology that is available for cataract surgery. When we approach a cataract surgery patient or a customized lens exchange patient, we do it in exactly the same fashion. We do a thorough history taking. We do a thorough ocular examination to make sure that your eye is healthy for a specific lens technology. And we show you various solutions. And at the end of the day, I'll put two or three solutions on the table for you. And depending on your visual needs, either option A or option B might outweigh it. But we've got anything from extended depth of fields to blended vision to trifocal technology and toric, which means correcting astigmatism. We can correct the astigmatism with the trifocality, with the extended depth of field. So we've got a number of different ways that we can correct your vision and get you the same visual outcome, whether we're looking at extended depth of field technology in blended vision format or trifocal technology. You've still got the best shot of being spectacle independent with either of those. But we've got to make that critical decision based on your lifestyle, visual lifestyle, and on your physical examination.
Dr. Joseph, let's get to a scenario now where a patient may qualify for LASIK but has certain issues in the eye where lens surgery is opted for instead. What are these issues?
Yes. Yeah, and that's a brilliant question, which I think sometimes is overlooked. There are certain parameters in the eye, especially in the far-sighted patients, so what we call the hyperope. So those people can't see well in the distance and you can't see well for near. So you're dependent on spectacles 24/7, basically. And we look at certain parameters in the eye. One, we look at the drainage angle. We look at that clinically. So we put a small mirror onto the surface of the eye to examine these drainage angles. If they are narrow and we can see that the space inside your eye is limited, and as we age, we know, if we go back to our very first podcast, that one of the things that changes, like hair and nails, is the lens in the eye. So it changes in dimension. So it grows and thickens. And that can take up more and more space and potentially get to a point where it occludes the drainage angles. So even though we see a patient might be a good candidate for laser vision correction and we stay outside the eye, but we see that they are threatening structures inside the eye, which can cause rise in pressure and massive potential problems down the line, we look at killing two birds with one stone. Then we say to you, well, here we've got an option that can improve your vision quality and at the same time potentially reduce your potential event of a catastrophic rise in pressure in the eye. And there's a really well-published article called the EAGLE study, E-A-G-L-E, which discusses in these people removing the human lens, not only as a benefit for vision correction, but also to prevent a sudden rise in pressure in the eye, which can be blinding.
And that's customized lens exchange in a nutshell. Dr. Joseph, thank you so much. Let's get your contact details. How do we get in touch with you?
Yeah, and we're based in Knysna at the Advanced Health Day Center. We're at 4 Barracuda Street. Our landline is 044-150-0085. We've got a number of social media platforms, including Facebook and Instagram. We've got a great YouTube channel where we post all our podcasts and some really informative videos about different eye conditions. So go and look it up. We've got our Facebook profile as well. So please go and look us up and like us and follow us for all our feeds on refractive surgery, lens surgery, and laser. You feel welcome to give us a shout and book your advanced eye assessment.
Thank you so much, Dr. Joseph, once again for a very interesting Medical Monday and for your time. Until next week, and wishing you a wonderful week.
Big pleasure. Thanks, Ian, for having me. Enjoy your week.